Morning, everybody. It's a great privilege to preach Word of God because it is Word of God. Christians are so busy. They don't have few minutes to read the Bible. Maybe some Christians open their Bible on Sundays. Today's sermon will motivate you to study the Bible, to meditate the Bible in your life. You will know the great things of Word of God that you have with you. How blessed are you if you delight in the law of the Lord, and in His law you meditate day and night. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. You know that. Nowadays, churches are not focusing on Word of God, but on activities and music and dance. And then they will say that to the preacher, "We don't have time, please preach 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Because the churches are not giving the values to the Word of God. If you listen this sermon, brothers and sisters, you will not miss the reading the Bible in your life. You will not miss coming to the church, Sunday service, and you will run to the Bible studies and ladies fellowship so that you may know the Word of God. Because Word of God is very important in our life. You know that I'm going to preach on Word of God. Open your Bible, Psalm 19. Psalm 19, verse 7 to 11. Psalm 19, verse 7 to 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Verse 11. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is a great reward. The theme of this passage was 7 to 11. We can say that the excellent word of Yahweh. The excellent word of Yahweh. Look at verse 7 says, the law of Yahweh, the testimony of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord. Verse 9 says, the fear of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord. These six phrases are synonyms of the Word of God. It is clear that it is Word of Yahweh. The Lord means here Yahweh. You know why it is excellent word of Yahweh? Because verse 7 says, part B, it is perfect and restoring the soul. It is sure, making the wise simple. Verse 8 says, it is right, rejoicing the heart. Verse 9, it is clean, enduring forever. They are righteous altogether. So theme of today's sermon is the excellent word of Yahweh. The excellent word of Yahweh. Three excellent characteristics of the word that motivate us to meditate on it is, the first excellent characteristic of the word that motivates us to meditate on it is, it is sufficient. It is sufficient. We can see verse 7 to 8. The word of God, word of Yahweh, is sufficient. Look at verse 7 says, the Lord, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. Verse 8 he says, rejoicing the heart and enlightening the eyes. So these words are talking about the sufficiency of Scripture. The sufficiency of Scripture. It is sufficient for four spiritual things. It is sufficient for four spiritual things. The first spiritual thing it is sufficient for is salvation. It is sufficient for salvation. Look at verse 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The scripture is divine teaching. Look at the word law. Law is talking about divine teaching, a direction, divine instruction. Then he said the perfect. The divine instructions of God is perfect. Perfect means lacking nothing. Complete for all aspects of life. Nothing can be added, but it has possessed everything. Everything. It is perfect. So, the law of Yahweh is perfect. What it is doing? Restoring the soul. The scripture is restoring the soul. The word, this word soul has different translation. That heart, mind, all it refers to the inner person. It is intended all its power, energy to transform the soul, inner person. It is talking about salvation. We know that 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says, for you have been born again, not of seed, which is perishable, but imperishable. That is, through the living and enduring word of God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, brothers and sisters, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by word of Christ. It is the means of regeneration. It is the means of salvation. We can say that. You know that it is not the skill of preacher, right? The preacher cannot save anybody through his words. The word of God, it is the word of God. It is the work of God to save the sinners. It is so excellent. It is very sufficient for the salvation. So God's instruction, directions are perfect always. Saving the sinners. What are the some instructions in the Bible to restore the souls? For example, believe in the Jesus Christ. Follow the Jesus Christ. If you do that, God save. God saves the sinner through his word. I am here because the God saved my life through his word. Through his word. Jesus did not appear to me. He did not show his wounded hands to save me. But God saved me through his word. When I was studying intermediate, I went to a youth meeting. And preacher was preaching that the God is going to judge sinners. Everybody is sinners. So God convinced me that I am a sinner. Then he explained that there is one good news. Christ Jesus is going to take your sins. He took your punishment. That is the gospel. When I heard that I am a sinner, I am going to die because of my sins, Jesus took my sins. Through this gospel, through the word of God, I was saved by God. The word of God is sufficient to save the sinners. To save the sinners. Praise God, for God has sent gospel to you through preachers and saved you. You are sitting here because of the Lord. Because of the Lord. The gospel is good news. That good news is Jesus has done everything for your salvation. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully. The all preachers are not preaching word of God. When you open the TV, when you listening the sermons, be careful. All preachers are not preaching the gospel, the word. They are doing some drama and not preaching the word. Always saying in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, but they are not preaching the real gospel. Praise God, for God has given godly man to this church who preach word of God faithfully, who loves word of God faithfully. We should follow these kind of preachers, then they will help to us. Humble, submit to the word of God for the salvation for your children, relatives, friends. Teach the gospel, teach Jesus' words to your children, then they will be saved. The second thing it is sufficient for is, second spiritual thing it is sufficient for is sanctification. The word of God is not only sufficient for salvation, it is sufficient for sanctification. Look at verse 7 part B says, the testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The testimony, the word means divine witness. What he will, what he requires, what he loves, what he hates. The divine scripture is witnessing about God, his will, his love, his hate. Then it says the testimony of Yahweh is sure. Sure, we can trust in the word of God. It is reliable, trustworthy. This is contrast to the unreliable words of people. The word of God is sure, brothers and sisters. That's why Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 says, so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place. The word of God is sure, not visions, dreams, the words of men. Actually, if you read this context, 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter with his two friends, they have seen transfiguration of Lord Jesus Christ. So Peter is saying that it is more sure seeing Jesus transfiguration, seeing glory. It is more sure, word of God is more sure than the visions and seeing Jesus in dreams. But we should focus on word of God because it is sure. Simple means, it says right, the testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. Simple means the one who is young and still in the process of learning right from wrong, wisdom from foolishness. The one who does not know what is right, what is wrong, does not have discernment, he is unexperienced, immature, ignorant, we can say. The wise means here skilled in practical living. Word of God makes uninformed, ignorant, immature person who does not know discerning what is wrong and right, makes wise. Wise is not intellectual, knowing all things of Bible, but it has to do with the way one lives. Wise means skilled in all aspects of holy living. We know that James chapter 3 was opening up. James chapter 3 verse 13 says, he talks about the wisdom. James chapter 3 verse 13 says, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in gentleness of wisdom. He says verse 17, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. Here wisdom is talking about walking holy life, godly life, it is talking about sanctification of believers, God's children. You can say that the divine witness is reliable, trustworthy, making immature person skilled in all aspects of holy living. We know that Psalm 119 verse 9 says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. Brothers and sisters, you will not be skilled in all aspects of holy living without word of God. You should know all the witness of God about what he loves, what he hates. It is impossible to live godly life on earth without scripture. Without scripture. You know, Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 and 3, we know, work out your salvation, he says. That means work out your sanctification. You have to do for your sanctification, for your godly life. Then he motivated, God's power helps you to live holy life. God will help you. God will produce the willing and working in you through the word of God. Through the word of God. Through the Holy Spirit. Without word of God, he cannot give holy life. He cannot do work in your life. Brothers and sisters, you should come under umbrella of word of God. Word of God only helps you to have holy life. Thought spiritual thing. It is sufficient for ease. Joy of the heart. Joy of the heart. Look at verse 8 says. Verse 8 part A. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The precepts means divine doctrine. Absolute principle for living life. It is the word of God that lays out a proof path that can be followed. For it is right. It is right. We should not wander around in the human opinion and psychology, taking counseling from holy people. The divine principles are right path. Right path. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. People wander through dangerous world. The people do know what is right path, but divine principles creates way to think, way to walk. If you don't know what is the right path, what is the wrong path, you should come to the Bible. You should read the Bible, know the Bible, because it is very important. The result of it gives joy of the heart. Joy of the heart. Look at Psalm 119, verse 111 says, I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. 1 John chapter 1, verse 4 says, these things we write so that our joy may be made complete. Complete. Joy comes when we walk according to the word of God, when we obey the principles of God. That time you will have the genuine joy in your heart. I want to share one incident. One parents, they are forcing her daughter to marry unbeliever. That is not right, right? According to Bible principle, that is not right. They force, she tried a lot to convince them, I won't marry. Then she said, okay. Then wedding is going on. Friends, relatives, everybody came to that wedding. The pastor preached on wedding, marriage. Then the register, marriage register stood up and he said, he asked the bridegroom, do you like to marry her? He said, okay, yes. Then he asked, do you like to marry this guy? She said, no. He said, no. Because she doesn't have joy to marrying this unbeliever. She said, no. The marriage was stopped. Why? Because so many people, they are disobeying the principle of Lord, marrying unbelievers and suffering a lot. They won't allow you to go to the church. They won't allow to read the Bible if you disobey the principle of the Lord. Just I am giving one example. David lost his joy when he disobeyed the principles of God. He had sinned with Bathsheba by disobeying God's principle, God's command. So we can say that, brothers and sisters, just you should meditate on God's principles. If you are not following principles, you will lose your joy in your heart. Please come back and meditate Word of God. You must know the principle of God to raise children, to lead family as a husband, to manage home as wife, to work as employee and as master. You should know the principles from Word of God. When you obeying Word of God, you will have joy. It is sure. Fourth spiritual thing, it is sufficient for ease. Enlightenment of the eyes. Enlightenment of the eyes. Look at verse 9, verse 8, part B. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The commandments is divine decree, mandates. The word of God is authoritative. The word of God is not suggestions from God. It is commanded. Obedience to the command, brothers and sisters, brings blessings. Obedience, disobedience to the word of God brings judgments, because they reflect God's character. His commands provide moral and ethical purity. It says that it is pure, right? The pure, this good word for pure is clear. Clear. Divine commandments are clear and easy to see truth and gives clear direction. Then what is the use? What is the sufficiency of scripture? Enlightening the eyes. Enlightening the eyes means seeing the truth clearly. We see the truth as a children of God. The world people cannot see truth of God clearly. Seeing the exact what it is, we have the mind of Christ to see the things clearly. One who knows the word of God sees the truth about life and death, heaven and hell, and what is gospel, what is Christ, who is Christ. He knows. Before getting salvation, before knowing Christ, people used to hate Jesus, right? Please believe in Jesus Christ. They say, I don't want Jesus. They hate Jesus. After receiving word of God, suddenly they say, that man only says, he is the Lord. He is the God. See, word of God is the means to enlighten our eyes, to see the things clear. Brothers and sisters, we have seen four spiritual things. It is sufficient for salvation, sanctification, for the joy of the heart, and enlightenment of eyes. I know one man. I am very sorry to say this. He is my friend. He wants to make important decisions. He used to pray and sleep. He believes that God will speak through dreams. One day he called me, Vijay, I want to marry. Why you are asking? Then next day he called me, why you are calling again and again? I asked. He said, I want to marry. I understood why you are calling me to get married. You got dream, right? He slept one time. He got one dream. In that dream, he was marrying. So because of that dream, he understood God is speaking to me. I should marry now. Then he is calling again and again to see the girl. I said, this is wrong. I said him many times that God has spoken through dreams for some special occasion, because they don't have word of God. But now we have 66 books, full revelation. God won't speak through dreams again and again. He has his own business. He won't speak everybody and come, what, whom to marry, what I should do, what job I can select. He can't do. But we should go to the word of God. The word of God is sufficient for all things in our life. You say amen? It is true. It is true. It is true. You should run to the word of God, not to the dreams, not to the men's word, not to anybody else, vision, something else. Because word of God is sufficient in our life. In our life. Second excellent characteristics of the word that motivate us to meditate on it is unique. Not only it is sufficient, it is unique. It is unique. Look at verse 9. Verse 9 says, the fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true. They are righteous altogether. Verse 7 and 8 says that what word of God does. Here he says what word of God is. Enduring forever. And he says righteous altogether. Two reasons, brothers and sisters. Two reasons why it is unique. First reason why it is unique is it is eternal. It is eternal. Look at verse 9, part A says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The commandments to the fear of the Lord is clean. The commandments to the fear, that is the right way to understand. The fear of the Lord probably refers here to the law which teaches one how to demonstrate proper reverence to God. It will teach us how to fear to God. Word of God teaches how to worship God. Word of God teaches how we should give reverence to God. Without word of God, you don't know how to worship God, how to fear God. Then it says, the fear of the Lord is clean. Clean. The clean means free from error. Free from error, filthiness, free from evil, corruption. It is talking about inerrancy. It is talking about inerrancy. Psalm chapter 12 verse 6 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace on the earth, refined seven times. The word of God, if you test the word of God, is it wrong or right? Is it true or wrong? You cannot find any error in the word of God. The word of God is clear, free from error. This is authored by God. That's why it is free from God. We know, if you read verse 7 to 9, you read the law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord. See, the word of God belongs to God. The word of God came from God. The God is the author of word of God. That's why we cannot find any error in word of God. Word of God. You know that 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21 says, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Man is immediate author, we can say, because men spoke word. Men wrote word. But ultimate author is God, because three strong reasons we can say. One is prophecy was never made by an act of human will. Second reason, men moved by the Holy Spirit. Third reason, men spoke from God. So God is the author of word of God. God speaks truth. There is no error in word of God. That's why 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. We know that. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture is inspired by God. All. From Genesis to major prophet Isaiah. Isaiah to Malachi and four Gospels and Romans to Philemon, Paul's writing, and Hebrews, James, Peter, then John, Revelation. Every scripture, everything is inspired by God. God wrote it. God wrote it by using man. That's why it is enduring forever. Enduring forever. Verse 9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Enduring forever means it stand permanently. It stand permanently. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8 says, the grass wither, the flowers fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Forever. You will die. I will die. People will die. Everybody will go to hell or heaven, anything. But word of God stands forever, forever. It is eternal. It is eternal. The second reason why it is unique is it is righteous. Not only it is eternal, it is righteous. Look at verse 9, part B. The judgments of Yahweh are true. They are righteous altogether. Divine judgments. This term looks upon God's word as conveying his judicial decisions. His judicial decisions, his judgments are true. They are true. Bible is absolute truth. If Bible talks about creation, that is true. Bible talks about the sin, that is true. If Bible speaks about man, that is true. Bible is true. Not only that, they are altogether righteous. God's word are always righteous, brothers and sisters. There is no unrighteousness. There is no filthiness in his judgments. Bible says wages of sin is death. That is righteous. That is righteous. If he says that I will send one person into hell because of his sins, that is righteous. If he says I will save one sinner in Jesus Christ, that is righteous. Whatever God releases, whatever God judges, those things are righteous. Altogether righteous. Brothers and sisters, we have seen the sufficiency of Scripture. It is sufficient and also it is unique. Why it is unique? It is eternal. It is righteous altogether. Brothers and sisters, do not think that Bible is only for those who lived before my generation. Bible is not for me. It is for Israel. Bible is not for me. It is for special people. No, it is applicable to every person in all time. It is applicable to all in every culture. It is sufficient. It is applicable to Goans. It is applicable to Cornerstone Community Church, anybody else. In all generation, all time, in all culture, the Bible is enough because it endures forever. It stands permanently. And also it is righteous. Righteous. Third excellent characteristics of the word that motivate us to meditate on it is precious. It is precious. It is sufficient. It is unique. And finally, it is precious. Look at verse 10 to 11. We can say that it is precious. Four reasons why it is precious. Four reasons why it is precious. The first reason why it is precious is it is the highest treasure. It is the highest treasure. Look at verse 10 says, they are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. God's instructions, God's word are more desirable than best riches in the world. Best riches in the world. Psalm 119, verse 102:7 says, therefore, I love your commandments above gold. Yes, above fine gold. You know, brothers, rich people, they love gold. They used to drink water through golden glass. They used to use golden cups and plates. You know, They build their sink and toilet seats by gold because their highest treasure is gold. They used to keep, do you know the South India culture, especially Keralites, they used to give 100, what we can say, 100 sovereign, 100 pavan. 1 sovereign gold equal to 8 grams, right? 8 grams, 10 grams? I thought 8 grams. Yeah, 8 grams is right. Yeah. See, 8 grams equal to 35 to 40,000. So they used to give more than 100 sovereign to give as gift for her daughter in marriage. Because people think gold is the greatest treasure. Do you see? Psalmist David said, what he said? They are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. If poor man says it is more desirable than gold, then we say that this man does not have gold. So he is telling word of God is precious. But who is telling this truth? King David, the king of nation of Israel, who has everything, the palace and gold, treasures, he has seen everything. But that person is saying, king is saying, it is more desirable than gold because word of God is the highest, the greatest treasure we can have. You may say that I don't have much gold, Vijay. The word that you have with you, more desirable than all your treasure, all your bank balance, all your buildings and cars, whatever greatest treasure you have, the word of God is more than that. More than that. I love if she says amen. If word of God is highest treasure, if you feel, if you believe that. I used to think my seniors, they ask, what is your goal? I said, I want to become professor. I want to do the PhD in central government. Then I came to here and I learned word of God. Then people won't like to become pastor, to preach word of God. Our relatives used to tell, "Are what you are getting, where to do some job and get money and do something great things, you studied more." They used to tell that. But this word of God is encouraging me through these discouragements. I am living, I am preaching the greatest treasure. Greatest treasure. So I am encouraging you, please come and study this greatest treasure. They, if you want to join PTS, they used to ask, what they will ask? Permission, recommendation letter, I will give. If I give, Pastor Sammy will take that recommendation letter. You can join. Just I'm joking. If you consult Pastor Sammy, you can join PTS. You can learn word of God because it is greatest treasure. Greatest treasure. We have. I want to encourage you to become pastor because this is great job. Great job helping people to have greatest treasure. The second reason why it is precious is it is the greatest pleasure. Not only it is greatest treasure, it is greatest pleasure. Look at verse 10 part B says, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Psalm 119 verse 103 says, how sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Honey is natural sweet. It is more pleasurable than all finest taste. All tasty foods are for pleasure. In Old Testament, people used to give honey as gift. Then sometimes the word honey used in Bible to refer the pleasure. To get pleasure, they used to drink honey. Here David is saying that the word of God is sweeter also than honey. It is the greatest pleasure. Greatest pleasure. God's law is sweet in the sense that when we obey, that is the idea. I want to ask one difficult question to you. I hope you will answer. When you will get sweet, if you take, when you will get sweet of honey? When you taste it, right? If you won't taste it, just you are seeing, will you feel it is sweeter? No? You should taste. You should do like this. Then you will experience the taste. It is very sweeter. See, when you feel it is greatest pleasure, when you obey the Lord, when you obey the word of God. If you are not obeying word of God, the word of God is not greatest pleasure to you. When you obeying it, then you will get, it is greatest pleasure, greatest pleasure. Third reason why it is precious is, it is the highest protection. It is the highest protection. Look at verse 11 says, moreover, by them your servant is warned. It gives guidance. This is moral guidance. When you are going out of scripture, when you are not obeying word of God, then word of God warns you. 2 Timothy, open your Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, see your Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, part B, all scripture inspired by God, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Reproof is the restoration of one's, the correction is the restoration of one's fallen spirituality. That is restoration. Reproof means exposure, the conviction of sin and error. The word of God exposes your sins. When you are doing wrong things, when you are not obeying God, the word of God tells you you are wrong. You are doing something wrong. It exposes you. Then word training says, training in righteousness is cultivation of righteousness. That's why David said, moreover, by them your servant is warned. It will help. It will warn you when you are not in right path. It is the highest protection from our sins and errors. Fourth reason why it is precious is, there is great reward by keeping it. There is great reward by keeping it. Verse 11, part B says, in keeping them, there is great reward. There is a bema seat, right? Christ will give reward based on your actions. If you live according to his word, you will receive the reward from God. He will say, well, good and faithful servant. That is one of the greatest reward, right, from Jesus Christ. You will get reward. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Whether good or bad. Have high view of God. High view of word of God. The word of God is more precious than all things. Why it is sufficient, why it is unique, why it is precious. Luke chapter 24 verse 27 says, then beginning with Moses and with all prophets, he, Jesus, explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scripture. The five books of the law, which was written by Moses, testifying Jesus, from major prophet Isaiah to Malachi, and all scripture is testifying Jesus Christ. It is sufficient for us. It is so unique, so precious for us, because the word of God testifying about Jesus Christ. The Jesus is sufficient. Jesus' words are sufficient. Jesus' words are unique. If you read the Bible, you will meet the Jesus. God may help us to have high view of word of God. God may help us to meditate the word of God in our life. to live for it. Let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, thank you so much, Lord. You saved us through your word. The word of Christ, you saved us. Lord, help each and every one of us to meditate your word, to desire word of God more than anything else, Lord. Lord, help us, Cornerstone Community Church, to love your word, to love Christ. Lord, help us to depend on you, your words, not in our opinions, not on philosophy and dreams, anything else. Because your word is sufficient for us. Your word is excellent for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.